אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Pride Month is starting next week in Australia, and today we have with us David Clarnett from Dayenu, which is a group for Sydney's Jewish LGBTQI plus community and their allies. And we're going to talk about Mardi Gras and more. So first of all, thank you, David, for talking with us again today.
Thank you for having me on your show.
How do you feel this year about Pride Month starting next week?
We're both excited and hesitant at the same time. Obviously, in Sydney, things have changed dramatically since December, so there will be increased security protocols for Dayenu and our events this year.
How it would be different from last year?
Well, this is our third Mardi Gras since October 7, and for the last previous two Mardi Gras, we have had a protocol where we have not segregated, but reduced the amount of time that our members have spent at the Mardi Gras parade because of protesters and the like at the festival itself. Mm-hmm. This year, it's probably more of a security concern, and we're in contact with CSG, the community security group, the Jewish group, and also with the police, who are keeping us updated on how our participation might look this year.
Do you feel safe to march?
I would say yes and no. Last year we had, because last year they had the caravan bomb issue in Sydney just prior to Mardi Gras, and that hadn't been fully investigated or the reasoning for it found by the time Mardi Gras happened, and we actually found that we did struggle to get a full complement of marchers last year. There was a very real fear within the community about what that meant for us and for us at Dayenu.
Do you feel like you're getting some kind of reassurance from the authorities regarding marching?
I'm finding the reaction. I'm finding them a little slow in getting in contact with us and disseminating information to us. But we also have to be aware that a lot of these security protocols and methods aren't released to the public. So it's a need-to-know basis at this stage, as far as I can tell.
Let's hope that it will definitely stay this way and there won't be anything coming up. In case everything is going to go well, what are you planning for the march? Are there any big things that you've planned, any big costumes, anything like that?
Originally, we were going to do Shabbat Bride, which Rabbi Ninio was very excited about. And our drag queen was looking for a wedding dress, and we were going to have everyone in veils and celebrate Shabbat, because this year's theme is Estatica. So for us, something that is exciting and happy, something that we really look forward to, of course, is always Shabbat. So that was this year's theme, but since Bondi, we are kind of not negotiating, I suppose negotiating with members of our community to come up with a theme that is appropriate, respectful for the Mardi Gras parade. But at this stage, we haven't yet worked out exactly what it will be.
A few months back, we interviewed members of JUMOS, a community for LGBTQI Jews here in Melbourne, and some of them talked about the feelings of loneliness and isolation from the general LGBTQI community. Do you feel the same in Sydney?
Absolutely. In fact, last year, Dayenu ran group counselling sessions with a trained psychologist, and we called it Good Vibes. And they were specifically about anti-Semitism in the LGBTQIA plus community. Mm-hmm. Quite emotional at times, and you know, it was saddening to hear how people are being treated We heard from people at universities. We heard from members who have been ostracized from their LGBT plus groups, having lost friends, being accused of war crimes and genocide. And we are looking at, we will actually be continuing the Good Vibes groups this year.
Did presidents or people who actually lead other LGBTQI groups that are not Jewish have reached out to you in any kind of way, maybe even specifically after Bondi?
Yes, we have. And their name escapes me, I'm sorry, but a Christian interfaith group have reached out to us since Bondi. And we have had great support from certain board members at Mardi Gras, and we do have a great relationship with the new CEO of Mardi Gras, Jesse, and they're working with us so that we can move forward with Mardi Gras. And we are having a round table coming up that we will be discussing issues within the LGBTQIA plus community for Jews. That will be on the 10th of February. So we're bringing together leaders within the LGBT plus community and people within the Jewish community, including rabbis, myself, and we're going to sit down and have a good chat to find out how can we rebuild these bridges after what's been happening over the last few years. There is one group in particular who have been, I will say, attacking Da'anu and LGBT plus Jews in Sydney. Mm-hmm. And they have also been attacking Mardi Gras as well. But that is currently under investigation. So we're hoping that that particular group will be found to be a hate group. And in my opinion, that's exactly what they are.
What is the outcome that you're hoping for from this roundtables event?
Building bridges and finding ways of educating the LGBTQIA plus community about what is hateful, what is offensive to the Jewish community, and specifically our Jewish Da'anu community. These are the same issues that are being faced by the wider community, and that is the proliferation of propaganda, fake news, and a lack of understanding and knowledge of history and of Jewish culture. These are the things that we would like to share and educate with people, and also to open up a line of communication where you create a relationship and then you can speak directly and opening up that communication so that these people or these organizations can simply call me and we can talk about it, because that has been lacking. It's been very one-sided. We get shouted at and we shut up. And that is no way to build a bridge. In fact, this is the third year that we will not be participating at Fair Day, which is one of the biggest Mardi Gras events, simply because we have been threatened over the years that our stall will be harassed and obviously on the receiving end of hate speech. So I have decided that our members will not be put in a situation where they have to receive that sort of treatment.
Is there any kind of level of security that you ask for to be able to still have that stall or still participate like you used to in previous years?
Well, in Sydney, they use a user pay system for the police. So if you want the police at your event, then you pay for that. The irony is that when protesters hold their protests, they don't pay for the security of having the police there. We ourselves, this has been our 25th anniversary year for Daenu, and when we held last year during the Mardi Gras Festival, we held a function at Emmanuel Synagogue to celebrate our 25 years and launch our 25th year. We had to pay private security guards for the event. And this isn't just a problem that's specific with Daenu. This is a problem that is across the Jewish community. And that is that holding events has meant the added cost of security. And that I know for Daenu has been a barrier for us to get together as a group of any numbers, that is.
I see. Thank you for that. Last time we spoke, you were just coming back from Israel after managing to get out of there during the Israel-Iran war. We talked about how meaningful it was for the Israeli community, for the LGBTQI Israeli community, having a delegation of people from the global queer community coming to Israel. Is there any plan to do something like this again?
We actually had two groups go over last year. I went with a group which was predominantly non-Jewish, LGBTQIA plus people, and there were delegations from around the world, and it was a bridge-building exercise to bring non-Jews to Israel, give them a tour of Israel. We went to one of the kibbutz that were attacked. We went to the Nova Music Festival site, heard from people who were actually at those massacres. And that's when we went back to Tel Aviv. And it was to be the light end of the trip, enjoying Tel Aviv Pride. But as you mentioned, unfortunately, Iran and Israel were having that 12-day war at the time. So after that, we, Daenu, actually sent a delegation along with other delegations from around the world. So there were New York and London and Europe and Australia, and our members volunteered at the kibbutz. They were doing very practical things like cleaning up the mess of broken glass and for the homes that you know, could be readily made habitable. They also made sandwiches for the soldiers, and we are working again to take another delegation over this year to continue the volunteering, because some of the kibbutz will be demolished and completely rebuilt. So there will be plenty of stuff to do over there, even just making sandwiches for the builders or things like that.
That's really beautiful.
One of my members told me that they arrived at a house and they started cleaning, and the owners arrived. And they were planning on moving back into their home. And he said it was just one of the most amazing experiences that he had ever had in his life. And to think that he could travel from almost the other side of the planet and to be there to help his Jewish community was something that I'm going next year, absolutely, you know. And very emotional, of course, for the homeowners as well. But it's incredible the way we as a community, we treat everyone in our community as our family. And I think that we're very fortunate that we have that, and that it was an honour for our members to go over and to help the healing process.
Just before we finish, how would you recommend LGBTQI Jews to celebrate this Pride Month?
Well, my first recommendation would be to get in contact with Daenu. We will have workshops for Mardi Gras. the Mardi Gras parade. We have a Shabbat service for Mardi Gras as well, and dinner. And we're also organising an Israeli dance night with Israeli tunes and DJs. So that would be my first recommendation. However, Mardi Gras has a fabulous schedule, and I think that our members should feel safe going to Mardi Gras events and enjoying the month of Mardi Gras.
Fantastic. David, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us all this insights and information as well.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.